This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a great lineup for you today, and we're going to kick it off with Dawl Lawson and Quicksilver with a tune called Heartbreak Number 9. Have a listen to this.
Well, I thought I had love forever, that she was the one for me. Life was sweet, I had everything, we were happy as could be. But today she took me by surprise with a note up on my door. And the words she wrote still haunt my mind, saying I don't love you anymore. Blow, blow, whistle, blow. Engineer, let them big wheels roll. Farther on down the track. I don't know where I am bound. I just gotta get out of this town. Where she stops, nobody knows. So blow, whistle, blow. Take it from me, 'cause I've been there. That true love, it don't come easy, and sometimes it just ain't fair. So before you give your heart away and you lay it on the line, make sure you got a one-way ticket on old Heartbreak Number 9. Sure you got a one-way ticket on old Heartbreak Number 9.
Blow, blow, whistle, blow. Engineer, let them big wheels roll. Farther on down the track.
she stops, nobody knows, so blow a whistle, blow. Where she stops, nobody knows, so blow a whistle, blow.
Oh, that's some driving bluegrass. That was from Quicksilver with Dora Lawson playing mandolin, doing the baritone vocals, Barry Scott playing bass and doing the lead vocals, Jamie Daly on guitar and doing the high tenor vocals, Terry Borkum on banjo, and Jesse Stockman on fiddle, and they were playing some of Dora Lawson's best bluegrass. But there's another band that plays some great bluegrass too, and here's the Nashville Bluegrass Band with Pat Enright singing lead, a tune called The Luckiest Man Alive.
There must have been 2,500 men standing at the rail port side, laughing and throwing their hats in the air, the sweethearts, babies, and wives. When my daddy came home, it was after the bomb in 1945. He said, I'm the luckiest man alive. He left the sawmill and he moved into Asheville soon after I turned five. I put him on graveyard down at the ring. He worked some overtime. He bought a home on a government loan in 1959. He said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. His old uniform used to hang in the closet till one day it just disappeared. My mom asked him about it, he said, that went to Goodwill last year. But still through the years, just a word Okinawa would put a fire in his eyes. He'd say, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. Of fears covered up the brightest sky. His youngest son went to South Vietnam. He and my mama cried. When my brother came home, he was holding a sign in 1965. It said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. Now his children's children all ask him to tell them what was the big war like. He says it makes him sad to remember how many millions died. Then shaking his head he says, if life's a gamble, I must have won first prize. I guess I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive.
The Nashville Bluegrass Band, we'll hear from them just a little bit later. Right now we're going to hear a track from Laurie Lewis. She's long been one of my favourite performers. I've seen her play several times and really enjoyed her music. She puts a lot into it and comes up with some very unique songs. She plays guitar when she sings. Sometimes she plays fiddle, and she's a great bass player as well. Very talented musician and a great interpreter of songs. This song is called American Chestnuts, and it's about the great big tree that was the American chestnut tree that was just about disappeared from the whole countryside. But there's a program in place trying to encourage the replanting of them, and eventually they might be American chestnut tree forests again. This is what Laurie Lewis is singing about, and this is what it sounds like.
There are none still alive who remember all along the Appalachian chain, the time we ruled the woodlands, the surrounding hills and plains. Shawnee, Cherokee, Mohegan, and Cree, we answered to their needs, and we asked for nothing in return than to plant and to spread our seed. Then the plague, it came among us from across.
Is a great conservationist, and that sort of song is very dear to her heart. I hope you enjoyed that one. We heard from the Nashville Bluegrass Band just before. I'm going to play an instrumental. It's a banjo tune, a little different, written by Bill Monroe, who probably didn't write that many banjo tunes. On banjo for the Nashville Bluegrass Band is Alan O'Brien playing Gibson banjo, Pat Enright's playing guitar, Stuart Duncan's playing fiddle, Mike Compton is playing a Gilchrist mandolin, and Dennis Crouch is playing a bass. I don't know where all those other ones come from, but they're great instruments that they're playing, and this is a tune called Crossing the Cumberlands. It's a good fun tune to play. I play it on my Gibson banjo and my Baldwin banjo, and I really enjoy playing it. And this is the Nashville Bluegrass Band doing a version of this song. Thank you. Well, I told you it's a little bit different, didn't I? It's a neat, fun tune to play, and you get some lovely notes there, lovely resonance from the banjo there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to listen to, and this is from my shelves. I've got several shelves full of CDs and LPs. We're going to hear something from the LPs department in just a short time. But in the meantime, we're going to hear from an album called Close Kin, which was got a whole bunch of tracks on it, a reunion of bluegrass and old-time music. And most of the bands playing here, most of the people, it's a whole lot of different people playing on these tracks in different combinations. And I've selected first off a song with Jeanette Williams doing the lead vocals, and the song is called Bound For To Leave, and that's going to be followed up with just the band really playing a great version of the tune Soldier's Joy. So let's listen to the music from Close Kin, Bound For To Leave.
I'm not called a miner's boy, there's coal dust in his veins, down into the deep dark earth and never return again. Oh, I'm bound for to leave this old mountain. Thank you.
was a great version of Soldier's Joy. It's a neat tune, and I love hearing the picking banjo and the clawhammer banjo in the same tune. They get a real drive to the rhythm, and it's good fun to listen to. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We come from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where I live and have done for many decades, and have enjoyed playing music and listening to bluegrass music here in Hamilton, as well as a few trips to Australia and the USA, and enjoying seeing bands when I can, and keeping myself roughly up to date with some of the music. All the music I play is from my shelves. I buy a few albums in and beg, borrow and steal a few albums from understanding friends, and just find tracks all the time that I think will be appropriate for playing on Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you agree with me. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in the centre of town. And if you need anything musical, go and see the people at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They'll help you find what you want, be it a guitar or a mandolin or a fiddle or a keyboard or a set of drums or a new flat pick or even a set of finger picks, so you can start to learn banjo. Come and see me if you want to learn banjo and you're in Hamilton or nearby. Oh, I think it's time we started on some of the vinyl that I'm going to play. And first off, we're going to hear from the Johnson Mountain Boys. This is an album put out in 1983. It's their third album, and it's called Working Close. The Johnson Mountain Boys, Dudley Connell on rhythm guitar, a lot of lead vocals, Richard Underwood on banjo and some lead vocals, David McLaughlin on mandolin and fiddle, and he did all the harmony vocals as well as lead, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and bass vocals with that wonderful rich voice of his, and Larry Robbins on bass. And at a time when Newgrass was sort of taking over the bluegrass scene, the Johnson Mountain Boys appeared and played some fine old-time traditional style bluegrass music, capturing all the feel and drive of a 1950s bluegrass band, but putting some nice songs in there as well. And they just did everything so well. And I'm going to play a couple of tunes from this, a traditional song called The Waves on the Sea, and then a song called The Day Has Passed. And we'll just get set up here, and it sounds like this.
Sailors that sail on the deep. Oh, the waves on the sea, how they roll, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. to the show. Oh, the waves on the sea, how they roll, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. My whole true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to the shore. Yes, three times around turned she, and as she turned the third time around, she sank to the bottom of the sea. Oh, the waves on the sea, how they roll, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. My whole true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to the shore.
Sometimes wonder why God called her home.
Don't you know the day's passing, now it's time for sleep, or won't your weary heart let you rest? Don't you know the day's passing to a darkness deep? Why do clutch that picture to your breast?
Felt a teardrop well into my eye to see the old man leaving with a broken heart, with a picture of my mother by his side.
Don't you know the day's passing, now it's time for sleep, or won't you wait? Heart, let you rest. Don't you know the day's passing to a darkness deep? Why do you clutch that picture to your breast?
Well, that's the Johnson Mountain Boys playing some real old-fashioned, old-time bluegrass for you. And they were a revelation in the 1980s. I wish I'd seen them. I never got to see them. And that was a little bit of a shame. But Dudley Connell went on to play with all sorts of groups and ended up, of course, as the lead singer in Seldom Scene. So you can still find him. I'm not sure if he's still singing now, but he's did a fine job singing lead and singing tenor and all that. Let's have another piece of vinyl playing, and this is one of my favourites. It's put out by country singer Merle Haggard, and it's a tribute to one of his heroes, Jimmy Rodgers. And Jimmy Rodgers did some wonderful songs. I really enjoyed them, and together with his band The Strangers and a few extra musicians, Merle did a double album tribute called Same Train, Different Time. And I've selected from this album just the song No Hard Times. There's a little bit of misinformation on the internet about who's playing on the band, but his band, The Strangers, was Roy Nichols on guitar and harmonica, Norm Hamlet on steel guitar and dobro, George French on piano, Jerry Ward on bass, and Eddie Burris on drums. And James Burton was called in to help out on the album, and he played some guitar and some dobro. Bob Morris played some bass, and Roy Husky played some bass. I'm not sure which one's playing which dobro line, but it's got some beautiful dobro on this, and this is one of the things that really made me enjoy dobro playing. So let's listen to Merle Haggard doing a Jimmy Rodgers song, No Hard Times.
I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. I ain't got no blues, got chickens in my backyard. I got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. I got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. I got that old hen sitting, waiting for that old hen to hatch. Yodeling, oh, hard time blues. Hitch up my mule and take a hold of my line. I'm gonna hitch up my mule and take a hold of my line. I can't be bothered with all this old hard time. I'll go ahead and pick one then. Shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna build me a shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. Get me a corn-fed mama, Lord, quit a running around. Here it comes. Pig and plow. I can make more money with my pig and plow. With my one-eyed mule and my good old Jersey cow. Yodeling, oh, hard time blues.
Oh, just great. Just great. I just love that Jimmy Rodgers stuff. I had a couple of old Jimmy Rodgers 78s and always enjoyed playing them when I had a record player that could play 78s. And Bill Monroe mined the Jimmy Rodgers book when he sort of started off as bluegrass music, playing the Mule Skinner Blues. And I think we could do much more in the way of borrowing songs from Jimmy Rogers to put into bluegrass music. They got a wonderful feel to them. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you some of the music that I like to listen to. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio programs throughout Canada who have an exchange deal going with the Access stations in New Zealand. Thank you very much for taking Back Porch Bluegrass at your stations, and also all the people throughout New Zealand listening on Access Radio stations. I appreciate you tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. It comes on all sorts of different times of the day and night, and hope you can find it somewhere on your dial. Of course, all those people listening in podcasts, I really appreciate you tuning in, however you're doing it. It might be on Podbean or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or iHeartRadio or even straight from the Free FM site. Thank you for tuning in. And those people that write to me, care of Free FM, you can just do it right through the station's webpage, or you can get me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, and I'd be pleased to hear from you. And sometimes I even get around to replying fairly quickly. If you're interested in exactly where the songs come from, I put on a Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, the running list for the show. You can check it out there and find out which albums the songs came off and what year they went out and all that sort of thing. Well, we've got one more to play off a piece of vinyl, and this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's a band I play banjo with in 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention held in Hamilton, New Zealand here. And here we are playing a tune called The Mason's Apron. Have a listen. Obviously, the audience liked it a bit too, and it was fun to play. That was the National Banjo Pickers Convention held at Easter time, and that was one where Bill Clifton was our guest artist, and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band got to work with Bill at that festival, and we recorded an album at the end of it, and I've played a few tracks from that album on this show at different times. That was a real privilege. We'd not seen any live bluegrass bands really at that stage. We'd only been playing the music for 3 or 4 years, and we were still getting into the music, but we had a lot of fun doing so. So I hope you enjoy that track. Let's get back to some CDs now. Here's J.D. Crowe and the New South, Back to the Bar Rooms, and quite coincidentally, this is a song written by that great Merle Haggard, who we had singing just a couple of tracks ago. The New South on this band, on this track, is J.D. Crowe on banjo with the baritone vocal, Dwight McCall on mandolin and tenor vocal, Phil Ledbetter on resonating guitar, Greg Luck on guitar and lead vocal, and Kurt Chapman on bass and Glenn Duncan on fiddle. Boy, that's a fine band, and they sound like this.
Back bar rooms. I'd like to drink it again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Now the bartender knows me, he knows how you do me, and he knows why I'm back here again. He must be given a prize for his patience, for bartenders do understand. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Now it's back to the bar rooms. Right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Tender pour and my shaky legs trying to stand. It's over and over, I've tried to stay sober, but look what a failure I've been. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Now it's back to the bar rooms. Right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again.
It's a real classic J.D. Crowe sound, isn't it? And he chose well, picking on a Merle Haggard song, even though the advice is not necessarily wonderful. Laurie Lewis does a great job picking out songs too. And this is one that she learnt from an early recording of country music star Wilma Lee Cooper. And Laurie notes she collected some great material and had a voice that could really cut through the band. That's a great description. On Laurie's recording of it, she's got herself playing guitar and doing the vocals, Dale Ann Bradley doing harmony vocal, Tom Rosum doing mandolin and harmony vocal, Chad Manning on fiddle, Patrick Sauber on banjo, Todd Phillips on string bass, and they sound just like this, doing that great song, I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. That could be a theme song, you know. It's a wonderful thought.
I
Great song from Laurie Lewis there. There's a brand new album out by High Fidelity called Music in My Soul, a gospel one, and I've just been listening to that lately. And I must play you one of the classic tracks written by Ralph Stanley, according to the liner notes. I think this is one that is sung by the bass player Vicky Vaughan. I suspect her to be the lead vocalist. She's got Daniel Armick doing mandolin and guitar, Kurt Stevenson banjo guitar vocals, Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle and vocals, and Jeremy Stevens, of course, on guitar and vocals. The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. It's a great recording of that song, and I thought you'd like to hear it on Back Porch Bluegrass. It's just about time for us to finish the show now. We'll take it out with a song from the Thomas Porter and Copper River Band album Trolley Days. And this is a neat song because it's called That's a Fine, Fine Banjo, Mr. Brown. And his banjo player just happens to be Dick Brown playing banjo. Thomas Porter's playing guitar and doing the vocals. Doug Bartlett's playing fiddle doing the vocals. Bob Denon Court is playing bass, Jim McGovern mandolin, and we're delighted to have them finish up the show on this episode of Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear That's a Fine, Fine Banjo, Mr. Brown. Thanks very much for tuning in. Do it again next week. Bye.
With the rhythm of the hills, piercing through like a bell, so refined one could tell, not just anyone could make it sound the same. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Dare I say, the nicest one in town. It comes alive, the strings all five, both up the neck and down. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Of old filled the case, so distinct like the taste of the time when the craftsman did abound. Like a fine piece of art, meant to be from the start, prime example of the way they all should sound. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Dare I say, the nicest one in town. It comes alive, the strings all five, both up the neck and down. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Sweet, play it loud, lead well for the crowd. Let the music of the masters live again. Songs I've heard oft before still excite me even more when I hear them played among the best of friends. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Dare I say, the nicest one in town. It comes alive, the strings all five, both up the neck and down. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.